This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As America marks its 250th anniversary, we're looking back at 2.5 centuries of rebellion and liberty through the eyes of the heroes who defended it.
The whole thing about this country is freedom. If we're not careful, we could lose that.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, we bring you the defining moments of valor that went above and beyond the call of duty. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris, sitting in for the great Jesse Kelly. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona, 550 KFYI in Phoenix, 790 KNST in Tucson, the biggest conservative talk show in all of Arizona. You can also follow me at James T. Harris on X. Well, we're moving right along. We have the senators being sworn in. We have a new Speaker of the House. It is Kevin Johnson. I'm sorry, Mike Johnson. See, if I would said Kevin Johnson, you'd be, oh my God, they changed. No, they didn't change him. Mike Johnson did win. It was a straight party line vote, but no surprises there. The real fun happened over there when Kamala Harris is swearing in senators, having them do the Pledge of Allegiance, screwing up the Pledge of Allegiance, you know. And there was one funny exchange. She was swearing in Bernie Sanders, who, of course, was reelected to be a senator of Vermont. And what she said to him was kind of terse. I don't know. What do you think about this little back and forth before she swears him in?
Stand right there. That is not your nature to just stand where you're told to stand.
Ooh.
Give it a try.
Ooh. That is not your nature to stand where you're told to stand, but give it a try. Oh my goodness. Was that snarky? How you doing?
Raise your right hand.
Raise your right hand. There you go.
Do you solemnly swear that you will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that you will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that you take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, that you will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office upon which you are about to enter, so help you God. Congratulations, Senator.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine if that was being said to her as President of the United States? Oh, I shudder at the thought. I shudder. All you need to do is look at the last 4 years. I mean, on how many charges could Biden be brought up on treason? What about the fact that Kamala Harris knew that Biden was basically suffering from dementia, that he was not fit to serve, and just tried to use that to become president herself by being in on the palace coup? Oh, frightening. Meanwhile, guess who else was sworn in as senator of the great state of California? Yeah, Adam Schiff. Schiffless himself. And he wants you to know that he has a new tone. Revolver News is reporting that Adam Schiff is now willing to set aside past differences and work with President Trump as he makes his return to the White House. Revolver News says that Adam Schiff is on his hands and knees, bending over backward to convince President Trump and the American people, who are sick of his lies, that he's turned over a new leaf.
Remember when Rush used to call him Pencil Neck? The late, great Rush Limbaugh. Pencil Neck! In full rebrand mode at the moment. That's right. That's what he is. He's trying to rebrand himself. Is it going to work? Adam Schiff. Instead of being the anti-Trump pit bull for the regime, he's now trying to sell himself as the calmer, more sensitive version. The guy who supposedly wants to hand out an olive branch. On behalf of the swamp? Oh, this is incredible. This is absolutely incredible. We've got the Democrats, the very Democrats who tried to destroy the Trump presidency. The very Democrats who were behind the Mueller investigation, the two impeachments, not one, but two. Remember in the second impeachment, or was it the first? Wait, the first impeachment, when Adam Schiff was trying to read the telephone call between Trump and Zelensky, and his dramatic pencil neck tone, lying, just embellishing, making stuff up. It was so bad that President Trump at the time said, you know, we don't need to have Adam Schiff read the transcript. I'll just release the phone call. And he did. And it exposed Schiff. But you know what? He wasn't shamed. Who's going to shame him? The media? They're on the same team. Who's going to shame him? The deep state? They're on the same team. Who's going to shame him? Democrats? They're on the same team. Who's going to shame them? Republicans? Half of them were on the same team. The same Adam Schiff who peddled the Russia hoax, fully aware that it was all cooked up by Hillary Clinton and Obama, now he wants to sing from the bipartisan hymnal. Kumbaya, my Lord, kumbaya. I don't know what to say. This is absurd. They want to act like the last 8 years never happened. They want to act like, they want to act like the assassination attempts, the lawfare, all of this never happened. I've had a change of heart, and I come on my knees, one knee actually bent. Homage. Allow me to kiss the ring, President Trump. No. See, can't, no. And I know many of you not falling for this. You know. Adam Schiff is a rat. And they're all now jumping the ship, right? The Democrat ship. It's amazing. What was it, 2 months ago? Donald Trump was Hitler. He was Mussolini, a dictator. And now you've got Adam Schiff. You've got Nancy Pelosi, Chuck E. Cheese Schumer. They're all trying to bend the knee, vowing to be moderate, vowing to work for change. That's just simply amazing. And anybody who falls for it, especially from our side of the aisle, is beyond ass-hattery. I am hoping that that Kash Patel gets sworn in, gets to be the new FBI director. And I am hoping that after he cleans house of all of the director raids and all the people that were loyal to the opposition, loyal to the insurrection. They're the ones that conducted the insurrection. I hope that he goes after the key players, not out of retribution, out of justice. Oh, no, no, I'm not talking about lock her up, lock him up. No, 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 campaign chant. You see, when President Trump got in office the first time, he probably should have tried to do that. But you know what? He would not have been able to because he truly was isolated. He didn't have the support. Oh, this is back when we had Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House. You know, he's talking about he's going to work with him to try to get the agenda across. Wink, wink, nod, nod. He also had the other side of his mouth. We have to let Mueller, you know, finish an investigation. No, man, no, no. He didn't have any support. We find out that after he's, you know, forced out of office, we got General Milley talking about, yeah, I was colluding with the Chinese. And I told them that if Trump was going to do something that was threatening to them, I would give them a heads up. That's called treason. But no, no, no. He didn't even have the generals. He had no one that was loyal to the Constitution. All he had was Democrats and half the Republican Party. Loyal to the institution. Loyal to the uniparty. He would not have been successful if he tried to drain the swamp. But now? Now, I don't know if we have enough to drain the swamp, but we certainly have enough to go after those swamp creatures like Adam Schiff. Like Liz Cheney. Oh, did you hear about Liz Cheney? Yeah, Liz Cheney got a medal. She did. Oh, it was exciting. It was riveting. We'll talk about that swamp creature coming up next. James C. Harris, sending in for Jesse Kelly.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris, talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. 550K FYI. 790K NST out of Tucson, my adopted hometown. You can follow me on X at James T. Harris. She does work hard for the money. Work hard for the money. Talking about Liz Cheney. Representative Liz Cheney. She sat on the January 6th panel, don't you know? The commission. She was Nancy Pelosi's chief Republican. Yeah, and I think Adam Kinzinger was on there as well. When you had Benny Thompson, he was a Democrat. Oh, they dug hard. They dug deep. They also destroyed all types of documents, information, deleted videos. You need to get Liz Cheney. She needs to answer some questions. But yesterday you had the president of the United States in name only. That being Biden, he gave Liz Cheney one of the highest awards you can get as a civilian. And boy, there was a sustained applause for Liz because she did work on behalf of the people.
Elizabeth L. Cheney for putting the American people over party.
Oh, putting the American people over party. Wow. Oh, listen to the cheers. And the applause is still going. We're like about 20 seconds into this. Liz, such a hero. Okay. Maybe it would go over better if it was like, Liz Cheney, for her treason against the American people, for her treason against the Republic. Yes! Liz Cheney, for being a traitor. Can't make this up. Was this Joe Biden, like, you know, sticking it to her, sticking it to the Democrats, sticking it to Republicans, to the sellouts? You know, forever tagging this woman. You got the adult Joe Biden giving her a citizenship award. I don't know. I don't think that Donald Trump, well, he doesn't care about it. Donald Trump doesn't care at all. This may be fodder for Trump. But I don't think Biden doesn't give any love for the Cheneys. The Democrats hate the Cheneys. All of those people in the room cheering, they were paid to be there cheering.
My reaction is I'm highly offended. But I'm not surprised. Joe Biden and his White House have lived in the bizarro land where no other Americans really exist. That's why the presidency under Joe Biden has been an abject disaster. This is just one of the last pieces of icing on that cake. Look, everybody knows that the fake January 6th committee, the only purpose was to basically put a lot of propaganda out into the information stream to go after and attack Donald Trump. It failed, completely backfired. They suppressed information. They tampered with evidence. There's reports out there that they were actually tampering with witnesses sitting in front of that committee, something that has frankly never happened in the halls of Congress, happened with this J6 committee. So for them to be rewarded for, frankly, the lack of transparency and honesty they gave to the American people is disgusting, but why are we surprised? This is the presidency of Joe Biden, the very worst presidency in the history of our country.
And Representative Byron Donalds is 100% right about that. And even though I'm joking about it, it is highly offensive. It's just another example of how the Biden administration, how the Democrats are just sullying, just destroying our institutions. I mean, after you give an award like this to Cheney, who wants this? Who's going to be honored by this? Stop it. It's too late. Now, we were also hearing that Judge Mershon is weighed in. Remember, we were thinking that maybe all of the trials were done with. You know, we know that Fat Fanny, down there in Georgia, her trial just fell apart, you know, when she got caught, you know, having relations with the prosecutor that's supposed to be going after the president, and then she siphoned up a bunch of money so they can go have relations all over the world, I guess, on these little honeymoons and stuff like that. Not honeymoon, because they weren't married. He was married, but she's not. They weren't married to each other, you see. We had the documents case that fell completely apart. But no. The New York case. I mean, we have New York Judge Mershon. He is ordering Trump to return to the courts, my friends, on January 10th, 10 days before the inauguration. Why? Because he is going to be sentenced in the Stormy Daniels hush money case. What? Yeah, I've forgotten about that case, too. The hush money case, which was totally bogus. Donald Trump must be sentenced on January 10th in the criminal case in which he was convicted of charges involving hush money paid to a porn star. That's what a judge ruled. That's what he ruled today. Now, what can happen? What can happen? Can they sentence President, or I guess I have to say President-elect Donald Trump to jail? Oh, I'm so worried. And yet, we'll talk about that coming up next. James C. Harris, sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
2026 marks the 250th anniversary of America. The soul of this country is found in the stories of those who defended it. I'm J.R. Martinez, a U.S. Army veteran. I know that true valor isn't just a word. It's a choice made in a split second. That's why I'm honored to bring you a brand new season of Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage from Pushkin Industries and iHeart Podcast. You'll fly into the heart of a rescue mission with Air Force pilot James Fleming in Vietnam.
I'm going to put you out in the middle of hell. If you have to come home, I'll bring you home. That's my duty. It's my honor.
We'll also travel back to 1926 to witness Richard Byrd's historic flight over the North Pole. These are more than just stories of combat. They are testaments to leadership, community, and the human spirit. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona, 550 KFYI, and also Tucson, Arizona, 790 KNST, my friends. Biggest conservative talk show in Arizona. You can follow us on the free iHeartRadio app. Also, you can follow me on X, James T. Harris. Now, earlier today, another example why we just can't let Democrats have nice things. You can't. You can't give them an inch. It's not just that they'll take a mile, but they'll spit on you while they're doing it. You can't. Judge Michonne has stepped in. Judge Michonne. He is saying that Trump must appear in court January 10th. What, for his sentencing? What are they going to sentence him to? What do you think here? I don't know. I was talking to Jesse Kelly's producer here, Corey. Corey said they're going to, you know, they'll probably give him 4 years starting January 20th. Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry. You're still going to have to do your time. Well, this is an extraordinary turn. This just came down a few hours ago. President-elect Donald Trump sentencing in his hush money case was set for January 10th. A little over a week before he's due to return to the White House. Wow. Now, they're indicating that he won't be sentenced to jail. He's not going to be jailed, but how do we know? I mean, nevertheless, this leaves Trump on the course to be the first president to take office as a convicted felon. Wait, that's the only card that the left has left. Oh, you elected a convicted felon. He's the first president to be a convicted felon. Yeah, okay. So, and my president is a convicted felon. I got the mug that says it. Oh, yeah. And a shirt. I don't have a problem with that. Especially if he seals the border. Wait a minute. He'll be the first convicted president to seal a border. He'll be the first, you know, convicted president to give a permanent tax cut. You Democrats. But he'll still have to live with the shame and the embarrassment of being the first convicted. Stop it. Stop it. Judge Michonne. Juan presided over Trump's trial. And let me see here. This is Newsmax. They signaled in a written decision that he sentenced the former and future president to what's known as a conditional discharge, in which a case is closed without jail time, a fine, or probation. Oh, so this is just a humiliation thing here? Now, what was that? From Game of Thrones? You're going to walk down the street naked? Shame. Shame! I think Trump's lawyers tried to get him to dismiss the case. Throw out the verdict, you know, the verdict and everything. But Michonne's not going to do that because he's a good Democrat. He's a good lefty. Plus, you know what? That would kind of cut in to the money that his daughter was making off of this whole thing. Let's not forget. Or what? Wasn't she on Nancy Pelosi's payroll on her dime? When you look at this, it's just a mess, isn't it? It's like a spider web. They're all connected to each other. They're all part of the same club. Liz Cheney gets one of the highest civilian awards in the land. President Trump, who became president, didn't take a salary. And you know what? If we talked about all of the things that President Trump has done that he's kept out of the public, that is just incredible. And you see the way he's being treated? Liz Cheney gets a medal. Donald Trump gets dragged into court 10 days before he's sworn in as the 47th president. You can't make this up. You can't. The judge is doing what the judge is supposed to do. No one is above the law. To dismiss the case would undermine the rule of law in immeasurable ways. So Donald Trump has to report so that I can basically tell him that if he, on the scout's honor, doesn't do it again, that I'll let him be president. Donald Trump, how is Donald Trump? Donald Trump is 78 years old, had never been in any legal trouble, never arrested, never indicted, no convictions for his whole adult life until he became president of the United States of America. This country is corrupt. I'm sorry. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. I was having a conversation with a gentleman before I sat in for the Jesse Kelly Show today. We were having this very conversation. We want to love the country. We want to support the country. We want our young people to be, you know, willing to fight on behalf of this country. But that's very difficult to do today because we see how corrupt our country is. We see how our institutions have lied to us in a way that, quite frankly, is unforgivable. So now we're not willing to do all this. America is the greatest country in the world. Time out. I'd still be willing to offer that up if, over the next 4 years, the people that have run this country into the ground are held to account. I mean, in the center ring of the conservative circus every Friday, we go to our Heavenly Father in prayer on behalf of this country. And often, we ask the Lord to break the arms of the corrupt. You know, not physically break it, but, you know, metaphorically break the arms of the corrupt. Expose their corruption. And that's happened. Now, what are we going to do about it? I fully expect for our elected officials to hold these wrongdoers to account. I fully expect for the new DOJ to put a cease and desist on the lawfare. But that doesn't mean we don't go after the people who abuse the law. But James, why can't we just let bygones be bygones? We have so much to do to correct the course of this country. Not while the people who took it off are still in office. Not like you're going to work with Adam Schiff to make that happen? By the way, if you were with the Jesse Kelly Show, we talked about the fact that today Vice President Kamala Harris swore in Adam Schiff as senator of California. And now how he's talked about wanting to turn over a new leaf. Now he's bending over backwards to work with, as a moderate, President Donald J. Trump. And I'm telling you, it's all garbage. It's garbage. And if you don't believe me, just look at New York City Judge Juan Merchan, who is ordering Trump to appear next week for sentencing. Well, you know what? Even if they send Donald Trump to jail, he'll be all right. He'll still be able to run the country from a jail cell. Wouldn't that just be the perfect picture of what the Democrats have done to our country? Yes. Yes. I think it would be. James T. Harris sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
Jesse Kelly.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Arizona. You can hear my show in Phoenix at 550 KFYI, in Tucson on 790 KNST, the free iHeartRadio app. You can also follow my musings on Twitter, I should say X, at James T. Harris. Elon Musk, his Trump Tower explosion. He's been given updates. And the updates have been very, very helpful to the authorities. We also find out more information about the man that blew himself up in the Tesla truck. Did you know that he put out a manifesto? What is it with these killers? Is this copycat stuff? They're putting out manifestos. And the first thing he wanted people to know is that he's not under any type of duress. No, I don't even know if I want to get it too much into this, because as far as the manifestos go, it's just like giving these guys even more attention. And until I get the manifesto from the transgender that shot up those kids, and those teachers in Tennessee, I can't play along with the game. All of this has been so convenient. Have you noticed? We got a manifesto now. We're finding out about this guy's ex-wife, or was it his ex-girlfriend? We're looking at the tattoos. We're finding just getting the full background of this of the guy who blew himself up in the Tesla Cybertruck in front of the Trump International in Las Vegas. And the dude down there in New Orleans. Oh, we're finding out all about him, too. I saw a CNN reporter walking around in his room or his office. I'm like, well, how is that even possible? Isn't this like sort of like, shouldn't that be roped off? Should we have the police tape around this whole thing? What are we watching here? What kind of chicanery is going on? We didn't get to go into any of the assassins' houses, but we did see some of their stuff. We didn't find out any more information about the multiple passports and bank accounts overseas. What? And again, take me back there to the transgender shooter. What do we know? We didn't even get that manifesto. I know Judicial Watch sued for it. They didn't get it. So what are we watching here? I don't know. That's why I'm not getting all hot and heavy in it. Oh, he has a manifesto. Okay. Does he say anything about the other guy that now they both went to Fort Bragg and all that? No. Meanwhile, speaking of Tesla trucks, Cybertruck, I told you yesterday, I'm looking into getting one. I am. Those things, I mean, they're going over it. The door stayed up. They forced the blast to go up and not out. Probably saved lives, the design of the Tesla truck. I know a lot of people are not happy with the Tesla. I'm not buying it trying to save the planet. I don't care anything about that. The Earth is a big girl, and she could take care of herself. We didn't build it, we can't break it, and we certainly can't fix it. When I was a high school teacher, that used to be my mantra. I actually put that on the wall in my history classroom, and the science department was so angry with me. They were so upset. Take that down. No, it's true. What about climate change? What about climate change? Man had nothing to do with that. God created the world. He built it. I don't know what you're thinking. But I digress. But my love for the Tesla is more, it's just kind of the cool end thing right now. And you know what? Elon Musk coming on board and turning MAGA, it just makes the car a little bit more sexy to me. That's all I'm saying. And even though I think that the Cybertruck is one of the most ugliest, I don't understand. It's ugly. They tried to blow it up and failed. I remember when Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm was laughing when she was asked about Biden's plans to lower gas prices. This was like 3 years ago. Do you remember that? You had one guy say the gas prices are going up. What are we going to do to lower these prices? You had Jennifer Granholm laughing.
In Sturgis, Michigan, it is $2.89 a gallon. I guess that's better than in California. What is the Granholm plan to increase oil production in America?
Oh,
oh my God. That is hilarious. Would that I had the magic wand on this. As you know, of course, oil is a global market. It is controlled by a cartel. That cartel is called OPEC, and they made a decision yesterday that they were not going to increase beyond what they were already planning.
See, Jennifer, here's the problem with you, Jennifer. Here's the problem. Before you got in, we were almost energy independent. Before you got in, we had forgotten what OPEC was all about. OPEC, oh, who? We were producing so much oil that OPEC was beholden to us, Jennifer. Now you sitting up here. Now, what is the Biden administration going to do to bring the gas price? Were I had a magic wand? Now, that was 3 years ago. Here is Jennifer Granholm. This is 2 years ago. This is the energy secretary. Just absolutely on board with California, you know, banning gas power vehicles.
Do you think what California is doing could or should be a national model?
Could be. I mean,
the changes that are happening with this administration, with every twist and turn, but now they're kind of backpedaling a little bit here because, you know, the American people are just not really into it the way that they thought that they would be into it. I wonder why that is.
You think what California is doing could or should be a national model?
Could be. I know every state is different.
Correctly,
and you always have to respect what the states are doing.
What the American people wanted. I think it could be that way. And I think that's why Jennifer Granholm is completely changing her tune now as she's on her way out. Energy Secretary Granholm is now laughing at the thought of banning gas vehicles. Wait, what happened?
What has been built?
When you say keep his foot on the accelerator, would that be of a gas-powered vehicle, Secretary?
That would be an electric vehicle.
Or an electric, okay.
But a vehicle of their choice, of course.
Choice?
We're not banning any gas-powered vehicles. But
really?
We do need to move forward with alacrity.
Holy
That's
cow.
Jennifer Granholm, the outgoing U.S. Secretary of Energy.
Thank God.
Secretary, thank you.
You bet.
Thank God. Well, you know, that would be a gas. That would be an electric vehicle. The American people don't like the gas. No, don't like electric. Not as much as they like gas. Why can't we just have a choice? James T. Harris sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As America marks its 250th anniversary, we're looking back at 2.5 centuries of rebellion and liberty through the eyes of the heroes who defended it.
The whole thing about this country is freedom. If we're not careful, we could lose that.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, we bring you the defining moments of valor that went above and beyond the call of duty. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.